This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I just don't think that we necessarily matched up on the years that it was going to take to kind of get to a dollar amount to for me to stay there. Now, I can't guarantee I would have gone there, had this offer not come around. Just kind of one of those things, like the way it was lined up, us living here, these guys were going to be serious and have a fair offer, then this is where we're going to be.
Nah, zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close, bro. We get it. We understand. It's a business side. Mike is really smart about it. We're smart about it too. So
excited about 2022 and what's ahead of us and our chances. We're going to continue with the plan of building for this bright, long future in the American League East. And I think we're right there. I think that it's liftoff for this team.
So you heard from Corbin Burnes. That was a couple days ago in Arizona. And then Anthony Santander, who spoke to the media opening series in Toronto. And then Mike Elias, one of our favorite cuts, talking about liftoff. It's in one of our, I think it's All the Young Dudes promo. So we do love that cut. And we play all this because we watch the Orioles now lose another series to Arizona. And I will preface, it's early. You can say it's early. But we also know that over the last 100-plus games, they've been an under 500 baseball team. And so you wonder, as the Orioles came out of their rebuild when they won 100-plus games a couple years ago, and it looked like they were the crown jewel of Major League Baseball, at least moving forward, have other teams in baseball already passed them as they got out of their rebuild?
Well, I think it's interesting to note, we're early in the season, but the team with the number two overall pick that year, 2019, Mike Elias' first draft, we saw what that looked like. Who was the better team? Who hustled? Who pitched the ball better? Who caught the ball better? Who hit the ball better? And who, frankly, embarrassed the Orioles in the playoffs? So, I mean, if you want to try to tell me that the Orioles have a better roster and a better organization, they've also got a kid in Double A, who'll probably be in the majors in another 6 weeks, the Castelloni kid who they drafted, who
Kansas City, yeah,
yeah, we'll be in the middle of their lineup soon. They've got a better farm system than the Orioles right now. They did a better job at last year's trade deadline than the Orioles did. They've actually rebuilt a bad bullpen and turned it into a strength. So, like, we've seen them, and boy, they seem to have passed them by. And you know, Arizona was at a very similar point to the Orioles. They had gutted what it used to be, and they were starting over. And Corbin Carroll, who they took 16th overall, 15 picks after Adley, well, the Orioles couldn't get him out, couldn't keep him off the base pass. Arizona's been to a World Series. Arizona took Corbin Burnes from the Orioles. I don't know if you want to make the case that they're, you know, the Orioles are better than Arizona. I mean, Arizona led the majors in runs last year, and now they've improved their pitching staff. Like, I don't think the Orioles are as good as Arizona, and these three games of baseball would tell you it's just not particularly close. You had the White Sox picking third overall and Miami fourth overall, and they're still in the abyss. Riley Green, fifth overall. If you're not watching the Detroit Tigers, you should. Boy, their young core, Torkelson and Carpenter and Riley Green and all that pitching, they invested in pitching. It's working out pretty well for them. Sixth overall, C.J. Abrams, Padres. Padres traded Abrams as part of the Soto deal, but Padres, pretty good ball club. I'd say certainly more talented than the Orioles right now, and they're dealing with injuries. No Jackson Merrill, et cetera. Like, you want to talk about the Rangers, eighth overall, Josh Young? Yeah, well, they've got rings. You know, Mets, 12th overall, Brett Beatty. Like, I think we know where they are. Bryson Stott, Phillies, 14th overall. I mean, we could go on and on. So, yeah, I just think, I don't care if they started 8-5 and not 5-8. The quality of baseball is low. The same problems, by and large, that dogged them the last 80 games of last year have dogged them the first 15 of this year. And again, if I'm judging these organizations holistically in this moment and what they've done over the 6 years plus that Elias has been running this thing, I would just point out the Orioles got next to nothing in real assets from the major league talent they inherited. They got next to nothing for their second-tier prospects, you know, the Ortizes, the Norbys, the Stowers of it all. You got 1 year of Burns out of that. You've extended no one, and the price to extend players has gone up. And if Vladdy's worth half a billion, what's Gunnar worth? Well, it's more than it was 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago or 3 years ago. They failed to capitalize in the playoffs in three straight down years in the American League East. They've got an absolute pitching void, the likes of which looks deeper now than ever, and they've got nobody healthy under contract beyond this year, and you've got to worry about how they handle Grayson and Bradish, because we know how they handled Wells and Means and Batista, and we could go on and on about that. Their farm system is mediocre at best right now.
And they have the best guys just got hurt.
They have one international player who looks like a surefire major leaguer, Sam Bassaia. They've got one international kid who looks like he could do something double A or above this year. Unfortunately, Sam Bassaia is hurt right now. I mean, you tell me. You tell me if you're evaluating them and you're checking boxes, they don't want to spend for quality, so they're supposed to have quantity. But who got the call when another starter went down? A bullpen arm who promptly got lit up again last year. A bullpen arm who they put on their playoff roster, even though he wasn't that good at AAA. But boy, they want to be right and they want to be smart.
Well, you can break it down as simplistic as this. When Mike Elias took over in 2019, if I would have told you at this point the Orioles still would be without a playoff win, I think everyone would say, what the heck is going on right now? And then you add the fact that this team was in a total tailspin for the second half of last year, and his response to that was not even bettering the team. This 26-man roster is objectively worse than last year. You lost Burns. You didn't go about replacing him. You lost Anthony Santander, and we were talking all offseason that, yeah, if you brought Santander back and you added Tyler O'Neill, okay, you're adding a bat there, but this roster is worse off. And then you get to the point that you were mentioning, Jason, the future uncertainty. We still have yet to see one of this young core extended when we've seen countless teams, and all of those teams that you mentioned in that top 10, extend their own.
Well, and I'll take it one step further, because we saw the Boston Red Sox, and the Orioles' number two starter, who they gave $14 million to, threw a meatball, and a fourth-round pick 2 years out of college, Christian Campbell, hit it a country mile. Where's their Christian Campbell? It's great when you're picking in the top five all the time. Where's their fourth-round pick who they like so much they've already extended him?
Well, they haven't extended anyone. So.
But I mean, like, who's the guy?
They don't have it.
Stowers in the third round? He's gone. You gave him away for a nothing left-hander who sucked at AAA last year. Like, where are those success stories? Just show them to me.
They don't have them. They don't exist. I'm not the biggest Stowers guy, but the Trevor Rogers trade seems to be the... And when we look back on it, giving up Stowers and Norby for a guy that may never pitch for them again, looks like one of the worst trades that a franchise can make when they're at the precipice of doing something more and turning it into something less. That's seemingly where we are. And to Bone's point, they're a worse team on paper than they were last year, and last year's team was worse than it was the year before, even with Corbin Burns for a year, and they still have not won a playoff game. And so here we sit at 5-8.
You're 47-54 going back to June 21st. And again, the tailspin that last year happened, you pretty much turned a blind eye towards away from it. And you thought, okay, well, we're going to be better. And the young guys are going to take the next step. And we get back to the F guy, Ken. Yeah. If these things, if.
And I want to say again, and I know we're getting a little late here. Who's the leader in this clubhouse?
There isn't one, and
that's my point. Like, we've been screaming, Jason, for 2 years that once this team got past the point of, in my opinion, the rebuild's over, like, when you get to the point when you're now a contender, you need a guy in that clubhouse who has been there before, who can tell these guys, it's time to wake the bleep up, it's time to get serious, who has been through the trials and tribulations and knows what it's like to win. That guy doesn't exist.
That's why you get feast or famine offense. That's why you get one game of quality at-bats, and then you're into Merrill Kelly the first time through the order, and then everybody goes to sleep together after that. I mean, that's why you are this kind of team, where if you want to sell me on what it looks like the 2 days a week when they actually do the right thing offensively, like, yeah, they can't sustain it. They can't keep it up, and the safety net's gone because they don't have a starting staff. And I'm telling you, once the bullpen gets in real leverage situations, it will be exposed to.
We have a very large Thursday show. We get started. Guess what? There's a lot of baseball on this show. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider, going to join us. We'll talk Orioles and baseball with him at 2:30. Jim Duquette, friend of the show, former Oriole exec, now with MLB Network Radio. We'll talk O's and MLB with him at 3:30. The return of IA Hall of Famer Lucy Burge at 4 o'clock. And Ryan Dempster, he's on Intentional Talk, MLB Network. We'll talk O's and baseball with him at 5:30.
I mean, it's a natural time to take stock of the Orioles from 40,000 feet and at the micro level with this day off. And we know they're not great after a day off. And then what now looks like a big series against Tony Taters in Toronto looming. We will certainly dig down more on Roquan Smith. I went to some advanced metrics to try to quantify just how much worse last season was than the year before it. It's not a pretty picture. We'll talk a little Ravens draft as well. And some Terps, you know, there's some buzz around Buzz and what he's up to.
Another day, another one every day. And four guys following him from Texas
A&M. I think he's working fast enough for Beltway Ben now.
Yeah, Beltway Ben?
Where's your buzz meter?
Yeah, where are you?
Say 6.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. High standards.
He's tough nut to crack.
6.
I need a shooter.
6. That's how many players Willard played per year. 6.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No bench.
That's true.
Coming up next, we get back to the specific games of the Baltimore Orioles and yesterday's loss in Arizona and the series that was against the Diamondbacks. We recap next here on The Fan.
We usually play pretty well on the West Coast. We're having these trips and the last few years, this wasn't our best road trip. We didn't catch a lot of breaks. We need to pitch better out of the rotation also to give our guys an opportunity. But we need to be—we should be scoring more runs than we are, and we need to have more competitive at bats. And a lot goes into that. But nothing to do except to keep on going.
Brandon Hyde.
Don't give up now. Don't quit now, Skip.
Lamenting the baseball gods. Where have we heard this before? The Orioles scored 5 runs in the first game and won. They combined for 3 in the next 2 and lost. Feast or famine offense. Dean Kramer was not good yesterday. 4 2/3. 6 earned. Seeing how Perez came in and was terrible again as he gave up a run. And I think he gave up another inherited runner in an inning and a third. His ERA is up to 16-20. As you alluded to earlier, Jason, Colin Selby pitched the 9th and gave up 2 runs. Orioles lose 9-0 and lose 2-3 in Arizona.
Look, they've played some absolute stinkers. And I mean, I really don't put much of this on Hyde. I don't think he's a particularly great manager. I think he's a product of his environment. But like, really, don't sell me the brakes thing. Like, just let's pump the brakes You make your own breaks. You make breaks by getting guys on base, working walks and stealing bases and doing things to supplement a lineup that's homerless. And we know when they're homerless, they're runless. He mentioned the offense. So again, if you're an Orioles truther, if you want to believe that this is, they've got so many great baseball players and so many great hitters, and like just because guys tore it up at Double A, it means that they're going to dominate here or whatever.
And Triple A, Jason.
Or whatever. A lot of them didn't play that much at Triple A.
They tore it up.
Since July 1st of last season, the Orioles are 14th out of 30 major league teams in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS. In that span, since July 1st, 2024, 42 times the Orioles have scored 3 runs or less. That is 11th most in the majors in that span. When the Orioles score 3 runs or less in those 42 games, they are 5-37. 119 winning percentage, 5th worst of all major league teams who score 3 runs or less since last July. The only teams who win less frequently than the Orioles in those situations are the Twins, the Marlins, the White Sox, and the Nats. That's elite company. Yeah. That's the Mike Elias way. The Orioles, since July 1st of last year, have scored 4 runs or less 54 times. That is 10th in Major League Baseball. They are 10-44 when they score 4 runs or less since last July. That is a 185 winning percentage. Only the Chicago White Sox, who were the worst team in Major League history last year, and the Nats have a lower winning percentage since last July when they score 3 runs or more. And I bring that all up because did the pitching get any better?
Pitching got worse.
Yeah. So the odds of them winning when they score 3 or 4 seem to be even less now than before when they had Corbin Burns, when they had healthy Eflin, when they had healthy Grayson.
Yep.
Than it is now when they brought in a 41-year-old who looks like he's 76. So I'm just saying, the idea that it has to get better or it will get better, I'm going back almost basically 100 games and telling you they're league average at best. And when they're off, they tend to be really off. And that means in those games when they're off, they win less than 2 out of every 10.
A concerning new trend this season is the double plays. They hit into 2 double plays yesterday. They have 16 for the season. That leads the majors after last year having just 71, which was an MLB record low in grounding into double plays. So that's very troubling there. But
regression to the mean, Bob.
It's everything. Kramer, look at him. The splitter that he brought into his repertoire last year was arguably his best
pitch. His season.
139 batting average off his splitter last year. This year, 636.
That's bad, Bob.
Opponents are slugging almost 1,200 off his splitter. Now, Kramer, April is traditionally the worst month of his career. It's now a 6.27.
He's a warm-blooded guy.
Yes.
He's a California guy. Yeah. What was he? But UNLV or for a minute? And then some community college out there, I think?
He's got to be that.
West Coast guy.
It's team-wide, man. The offense has been bad. The pitching needs to be much better.
But it's not. But where's it coming from?
Colin Selby.
It needs to be much better. Who's
Gibby?
Yeah. Gibby went 3 today.
Yeah.
Just gave up 1 earned. 4 strikeouts, no walks.
Gibby's going to tear up the International
pitch for pitch.
That's what you're selling me.
He went pitch for pitch
that's
with Spencer Strider, Jason.
That's what I'm being sold for the team that allegedly is trying to do everything it can to compete.
Jason, he battled with Spencer Strider today in AAA and went pitch for pitch with him. Can't deny it.
I'm back to watching games on the MILB app to feel good about the future. That's where we are.
The future. And as I pointed out yesterday, and I thought it was very astute, younger than Charlie Morton. Kyle Gibson.
I think he's probably significantly younger.
Yeah, so
than
like
Morton.
We're getting
postseason innings by Morton too.
This
that ages a guy. Bones finally figured out how to do the aging math.
I think it's fair for me to call.
I think Charlie Morton. Like I said, I say what do you say? 76. I think he's 76 in baseball years.
I think it's 76. Fair for me to call this a youth movement with Kyle Gibson coming in.
Well, it I don't know if it's is it bringing down the median age of starting pitchers? I'm not sure.
No, it's probably
he's basically the same age as Sagano. No?
Yes, he is.
So it's really kind of right on par. It's really kind of par for the course.
Go on, have you done the research?
That's Elias's sweet spot, man. He loves him a soft throwing 36 year old.
Have you done the research on how many children he has?
That's a very good question.
That was a big story.
It definitely brings that up.
Yeah,
he definitely has kids.
Yeah, and we did find. And if you're just tuning in, you remember that segment. We did find out Sagano has at least one child, so yes. That brought it up.
The digging.
Yeah.
Four children.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Gibby.
Yeah. So there you go.
How many dogs does he have, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. I got six combined kids and dogs. I bet I got him beat.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk some more Orioles and some more Major League Baseball. Former player,
Gibby!
Now Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Next here on The Fan. We are efforting to get Tony Gwynn Jr. on the program. Orioles off today. They lost 9-0 yesterday. They start a three-game series at home against the Blue Jays tomorrow. Curious as to where Tony Gwynn Jr.'s panic meter is on the Orioles, and we hope to find out in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be chatting with us fairly regularly.
I think weekly.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Bone, had him on lock that up.
He's great. Yeah, Bone's on fire. That grand changed his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see what he thinks of the NL West, which is obviously a division he pays a lot of attention to. And, like, I don't know if the Giants can keep – well, they're not going to keep winning at this rate. And I don't even know if they're a particularly good team. But if they are, the NL West is going to be the best division in baseball. And I'm not even sure it's going to be close. because the Dodgers are off to a weird start. Dodgers played a weird schedule too. They played in Japan, then they are home for a hot second, then they have a long, fairly long East Coast swing. Like they're getting settled back in Chavez Ravine. We know they'll be fine.
And
the
they're 10-4.
The Padres are a good team. They're dealing with some injuries. But the Padres are a really good team. The Diamondbacks are a really good team. And the Giants are off to the best start in baseball. That's a lot to contend with in one division.
And Jackson Merrill's been a stud since signing that contract.
But he's hurt right now. Yeah, well, he got it, you know. Takes two to tango, Bone.
That's true. I heard that. Yeah.
I also heard money talks.
Yeah, but you
and
know.
Certain people know how to make deals and understand the human element of a deal and how to butter people up and how to be convincing and how to curry favor and others don't.
No.
And so there's people in this business who get a lot of deals done, like the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Very aggressive. We're here from Amiel Salde. Talked to us the other day.
They don't seem to have a problem getting people to want to stay around there.
Their owner is all in.
Cleveland Guardians have secured people's rights well beyond arbitration. We could talk about the Milwaukee Brewers and this and that.
Red Sox woke up signing people.
Ryan Braun got a long-term deal with the Brewers, did he not? No, and then he got popped for
Didn't they extend Yelich?
Yelich got an extension there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, small market teams signing guys.
The Rays signed Wander Franco.
Yeah. They also signed Evan Longoria way back when.
They did.
Yeah. That was a different time.
But they did.
It's happening literally everywhere except for here.
It's happening. Let me ask you a question because I was thinking about this morning. In your wildest nightmares, did you think 3 years ago we'd be sitting here in the year of our Lord 2025 and the Orioles would have yet to sign anyone to an extension?
I was thinking about this the other day. 3 years ago, I was texting John Angelos telling him to restructure his front office now and make Mike Elias the VP of baseball, the president of baseball operations, and give him a raise and bump Sig up to GM. And give Evie, like, I was trying to restructure the organization to make sure they didn't lose these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So did I think this was going to happen?
No.
But when I start seeing cracks, and then the cracks aren't just small, they're fractures, and they're philosophical fractures that they either won't acknowledge or identify, but absolutely are obstinate to fix, then it's my duty, having this job, to be as honest and candid as I can possibly be, to try to affect change in whatever little way we can and hold people accountable. I didn't see it coming 3 years ago. I started really seeing it coming
at the trade deadline once they were contenders. Fuji
even,
and the General.
Even going into that year, I started having trepidation by that trade deadline of 23. I was like, the emperor has no clothes. And sadly, I've been pretty much spot on.
And I think you and I can, you give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, that was his first buy-side trade deadline.
Well,
and then it's going to be different
fan,
in 2024.
So I'm
just as much of a fan as you. You say that all the time. What does that mean?
It means
that you're a fan. I guarantee I spent way more of my money going to see the Orioles at every level from A-ball to major league level with two kids in tow, putting miles on my car,
I'm
watching every game on the minor league. Like, has nothing to do with, of course we're a fan.
Can I finish my thought process? And I wasn't trying to turn this into a competition of fandom.
I don't know what that means. Like,
can I explain it?
Yes.
So well, we'll get back to that in a minute. But joining us now. Can we ask him to do the next segment? Because our segment's almost over. Is it possible? Can he do 2:45? Because we got him for 2 minutes if he joins us now. And Tony Gwynn Jr., like, our segment's about to end. So hopefully he can join us in the following segment. And hopefully that's okay. Because if not, I'm just going to say hi to him and then we got to go. So
see you next week.
Yeah.
Because we think you're a weekly.
Yeah. So is he cool to do next segment? Yes. Thank you. So let me explain my fandom now that we can get back to that. And I wasn't trying to turn it into something. But my judgment gets clouded sometimes by the fact that I love the Baltimore Orioles, and I've always loved the Baltimore Orioles, and that is not trying to project on the way either of you think. It's just the way I think sometimes. Gotcha. So I always want to give them the benefit of the doubt, because there's nothing in my sports fandom that I care about more than the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
So that's where I come from. So I continuously wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. And when they did Fuji and the Generals, like, okay, first trade deadline, he didn't know what we'll go to the offseason. Okay, it's his first offseason as Byers. And logically, as I look back, I know that I was wrong, but that's where it came from.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. It's just when you say it on the heels of what I said, I'm kind of like, you're like,
no, I'm
like,
not.
I'm the a-hole and you're the fan.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
I'm, dude, I was totally invested in it.
Trust me.
I was trying to get the guy a promotion.
Who was sitting next to you during all that? I know you were invested. You're going to freaking Hagerstown and Lancaster. I'm aware.
Two playoff games, Bowie against Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
You saw Cedric Mullins in Bowie.
Yeah, at the worst of the worst before he bounced back up.
Yeah.
Saw Cedric on the way up and on the way down.
Yeah.
And I love Cedric.
And I know you do.
But I got news for you. They better be prepared to trade Cedric.
Well, if it goes sideways like it does. Bone, where are you?
Well, no, I was going to say, I agree. I think I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, this is first GM gig. This is first time in a buy side. Okay, it's still the Angelos regime. Okay, well, Rubenstein came in opening day last year. Benefit of the doubt. But, like, fool me once, fool me 17 times now. This is who he is. And something that has been very interesting, especially since the end of last year to now, having on so many national MLB guys, and just how their tone has changed when talking about this organization, when talking about Mike Elias. This isn't just an us thing, and we hate Mike Elias. Like,
no, I want him to succeed.
Yes, you're hearing the industry talk and how, okay, maybe he isn't aggressive enough. Maybe he isn't the guy to put this team over the top to get to the World Series for the first time since 1983.
Hey, here's what I think. To paraphrase Scott Van Pelt, who talking about the bald rat leaving Maryland, I think this front office pooped on the offseason. Took a giant dump on the steps of the warehouse. Like, what? Like, there is no metric, unless there's some computer algorithm that says they're a better team on paper than they were at the end of last season. And the end of last season did not end well.
Mike's got it penciled out.
I hear you.
Straight from the billionaire's lips. Mike's got it penciled out.
Let
these other teams sign good players.
What
we
happens,
got it all figured out.
What happens in Davos stays in Davos.
Well, until he talks about it. I would have preferred it. I'd sleep better at night. If I didn't know that he was this hoodwinked by this guy, trust me, I'd feel better about it.
Tony Gwynn Jr., we're going to talk to him about the Orioles and Major League Baseball next here on The Fan. Orioles lost yesterday 9-0. They are off today. Let's talk some baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. Orioles sit at 5-8. They've yet to win a series. Zach Eflin now on the IL. Grayson Rodriguez started the year on the IL. Where are you on the concern meter with the Baltimore Orioles?
I'm not overly concerned with the Orioles yet. This is an immensely talented team. Right now, they just can't seem to get it together on really all the assets or all the points of the game. They haven't been able to put it together yet. You know, they haven't pitched well on days they've hit well. They haven't hit well on days they've pitched well. They've made some errors on the defensive end. I just think it's the early part of the season. Guys are still trying to get it going. I think, obviously, when you got a guy like Gunnar Henderson at the top, who seemingly is the catalyst for that offense, and when he's not going, you know, they seemingly have struggled to put up runs.
Tony, we were just talking prior to the break, the future outlook of this team. And we've seen so many teams give out extensions to their young stars. The Padres did it with Jackson Merrill. Are you surprised that Mike Elias hasn't gotten an extension done with any of this young core?
You know, it's a two-way street, right? It can't be just Elias who's trying to get it done. It's got to be on both sides. And listen, when you got, as I mentioned, you got some really talented guys – who may see it as, you know, they want to get to that free agency spot. They may not want to sign early. Now, I don't have information either way, but it certainly, I don't know if it's a surprise, but it's definitely gone a little different than we've seen some of the other organizations handle it as of late. But again, it's a two-way street. Both sides have to want to agree to something like that.
Well, Tony, the AL East gets all the hype, torpedo bats, all that stuff.
It's kind of calmed down, the torpedo.
Well, because the Yankees aren't mashing the ball these days. But how about that? How about that? Good pitching beats good hitting and torpedo bats, I guess. But for my money, the NL West has been the best division in baseball. It looks like it will probably be the best division in baseball. That's even with the Dodgers scuffling. And that could be the most, you know, the most interesting division in baseball.
I think it will be. I mean, it kind of going back to the panic level for the Orioles, that's part of the reason, right, is the American League East hasn't got off to like that tremendous start we've seen in the past. So, you know, as long as the division is kind of staying there, they got the time they need to kind of right the ship in terms of the National League West. Yeah, it's been it's outside of the Rockies. It's been extremely competitive. And I don't know that folks out West are too surprised. The Diamondbacks have proven that they're a team that you got to deal with. They've been there each of the last 2 years. The Padres are the same. The Dodgers clearly are the talk of baseball. But the Giants are the sleeper team in that division. I mean, they have added some nice pieces to that team. Adames, I think, is a great signing for them. I think Lee, if he's healthy, he's going to be a tremendous asset. It's just a matter of what their starting pitching looks like. Obviously, they got Logan Webb at the top of that rotation. How will Verlander look? He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, but you know, with both supposedly kind of running the show there, they've kind of rebranded themselves, at least offensively, in how they approach the game, and so far so good for them.
Talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to follow up on that, Tony, with the Giants, and we talk about how tough that division is. So do you think that it's early, but are you buying that the Giants are real?
I think it's early, too early to say that they're real. I do think they're going to be a thorn in each of the Padres, Diamondbacks, and Dodgers side. They got some talent over there. And so, again, I think whether they're real or not will depend on their starting pitching. And a little bit, I guess it falls a little bit on that bullpen, too. What will they look like as a whole as we get going? I don't know that they have the depth to be for real, because, you know, one injury for that team can really derail them and have them go in the opposite direction. So I think it's a little too early to say they're for real, but certainly the start to the season has you at least leaning that way.
Tony, you're part of the Padres radio network. They're off to a hot start. What stood out to you about their hot start so far?
Almost the continuity. This is the first season in a while where it feels like most of the roster is back. And they've been able to kind of have this offensive approach that they really kind of took hold second half of last season. And it's really just been a continuation. This is an offense that can beat you in a variety of different ways. Early on, when it's been a little cooler, they played in some cooler spots. They're not getting the slug that they will, I think, as it starts to heat up. But they are a dynamic bunch. And, you know, even yesterday, without Toddy, without Jackson Merrill, they still found a way to get a win, and right now their bullpen is probably as good as any bullpen in the league.
Well, you're familiar with Pacific Coast League baseball as well, and they're playing in a PCL park there in Sactown. Is that just going to be is that going to be like just a launching pad?
The irony of it being a PCL park is, if you're in the PCL, it's like the only true fair park in the league. So typically, when you go there in the PCL, you're like, oh, okay, regular baseball. But that field is probably just too small for big leaguers. The caliber of hitter that you're seeing now at that level, I think, especially as it heats up, that ball's going to be flying. I mean, there were balls that weren't hit well that ended up, you know, up against the wall on the warning track, and it's cool right now. And so I only imagine as it gets into the summer temperatures, the ball's going to be flying out of that park.
Hey, Tony, you played in the big leagues. You've been around the game your whole life. What do you think about two major league clubs playing their games in minor league parks, the A's and the Rays?
You know, it's not ideal. I think given the circumstances, You know, the Major League Baseball has done their best to make it work. I think having gone through Sacramento, there weren't a lot of complaints, honestly, at least from the player standpoint. I think they recognize what it is. They recognize they're going to basically play in a minor league park. For the visiting team, it's just the 3 days. I have my questions on what type of effect it'll have on the home team over the course of a long season, right? I mean, as good of a job as they've done to accommodate, you know, the kind of big league setting, it still has the bones of a minor league park. And so you can only do so much. I wonder if that starts to have an effect as the season goes on, though.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great talking to you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call, click, Granger.com, or just stop by. By the way, Jim Duquette's going to join us to talk some baseball coming up at 3:30. The return of Lucy Burge at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. And Roquan Smith was a first-team All-Pro, but he was not nearly as good as he had been in the past couple of years. Jason looked up some metrics to show you the difference. And what does the future say for Roquan Smith? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.